I brooded over that for weeks. Days. Okay, a few hours. It probably damaged my something. My sense of self-wonder, my self-esteemer. It also damaged my sense of love for cats. Ever since that day, I haven't liked them. I blame it all on Sergato, the big lug. You talk about fat. He was fat. And for the very best of reasons. He never did anything but eat and lie around on the porch and slug harmless puppies. Yes, I had bitten his tail. But he was supposed to be mature about such things. But the important point here is that he looked like a fat gopher, not me, and I blame him for all the so forth and so on. So where were we? Oh yes, the chickens. After my brief career as a cat herder, as my little legs grew stronger and as my journeys from the nursery box became more frequent, I discovered chickens. What a wonderful discovery. This place where we stayed had a nice little chicken house, and as you might expect, it was occupied by chickens. No one but a chicken could stand the smell of a chicken house. They don't have noses, you see, only beaks. And we must assume that their noseless condition helps them cope with the problems of living in a chicken house. My discovery of chickens opened up a whole new world. Never in my wildest dreams had I suspected that the world contained such creatures as chickens. Why, if I'd been in charge of creation and had set out to design a perfect toy for growing dogs, it would have come out as a chicken. First off, they're scared of dogs, even pups. And games of chase are a lot more fun when the object of the chase runs every time. That's a chicken. Second off, they don't bite or claw or fight back. Well, usually they don't. Once in a while, a guy jumps a big dumb rooster that doesn't understand the purpose of chickens, and he will bring grief in the form of pecking and spurring. But mostly, they run and squawk. What a wonderful experience that turned out to be for a young guy who was just learning the joys of dogness. In the beginning, I practiced herding chickens using my vast array of cowdog instincts and techniques. But I soon learned that running through the middle of them and scattering them in all directions was even more fun. It was the most satisfying, the most meaningful work I had encountered. And that's when I decided to choose a career as a professional chicken chaser. That's what got me in big trouble.